So you're holding up Lamed Ches from an Aleph here on top. Then the Mursa, what? Kamole Nekev Shel Oil. That it said what the shear of Kisela was the size of a Mole Nekev Shel Oil. How much this oil, the yolk, the Holah makes there. But this chicken kept quiet. Apparently there was a theory here that the Beisham and Vesul are both saying the same shear. If you tell them you Mole Mekadeach and is the shear of a seller, so they're both saying the same shear. So the answer was the Yomle Rav Chisda that Shemen Mekadeach v'chisu Meshaninu. That they would learn according to Beshama that the hole between these two rooms, if there's a mace in one room, the tumor goes into the other room. If there's a hole there, so it's not just how much the plunder, that the hole was made with this with Mekadeach. That's like a tool that makes holes, but rather v'chisu Meshaninu. Where the hole now is made, not just that the needle, like the nail goes through it, but it has to go through easy. It means you even take out some of the inside of the hole to make the nail go back and forth smooth. So you see, mekadeach doesn't mean a tight hole, but it means to make it a little bit wider. The Yomalev Tachlif, the Tachlif answered back and said, Lo Tema, don't say Shem, maybe this is an answer. Elavade, but for sure that's the answer. That mekadeach v'chisumay. That you take out, the mekadeach, that size, is not just on the size that the hole is made with, but the size that the needle, the nail, goes through back and forth smooth, meaning you have to take out some of the inside of the hole to make it even wider. So therefore, according to Beishama, it's a bigger shear, and according to Beisil, it's only the size of a sella, which is a tight hole. So there's some difference between Beishama and Beisil. Now the Gemara says, V'tzorach l'hasle sella, like you have to hold on to this tell, like it's a good answer. The same way, just like we have to hold on to what Chizki Avi'ikish told us. It's not, we're not like this. This is an Adis, Hayyid Chizki Avi'ikish, that he said over, Lefner Avgum, in front of Avgum Liel, B'Yavna and Yavna, that Shomi said it over, Mishum Avgum Liel Hazakim, Mishum Avgum Liel Hazakim, that Kol Shein Loi Teich, anything that doesn't have a Teich means an inside, the Kli Cheres, by a kli cheres, there's no inside to the kli cheres, like a glass, doesn't have an inside to it, is zain layachurim lechalika. Then the outside has no difference than the inside. By using the regular kli cheres, or earthly kli, the lachur is, it's only mekabel tumah from the inside. But if something touches the outside does not become tumah. So when do we have this difference? Only if the kli cheres has a teich, has an inside to it. But then we say nitma teichai, if the inside became tameh, nitma gabi, even the outside becomes tameh. But nitma gabi, if the sheretz touches us, the outside of the kli cheres is nitma teichai, then the inside also becomes tameh. So it's saying like this, again, it's like this, okay, that means the answer was, if it doesn't have a teich by kli cheres, then there's no difference between the inside and the outside. Like both times, they're mekabel tumah. When do we say there's a difference? Only if the kli cheres has a teich. Then only the inside is coming out the outside. But if it doesn't have a teich, there's no inside, it's a smooth, a flat piece of material, of kli cheres, then both become tummy. Yeah. That's like a nitma gab and nitma teich. So that's the question, kli cheres, but teich tol rachmona. How could you say that? A kli cheres, an earthly kli, it's only mekabatum if there's a teich. If there's something to receive there, like a glass, like a cup. If it has a teich and inside to it, the base cube could receive liquid, then the kli cheres would be mekabel tumah from the inside. But less late teich, if it has no base kibble then the pshat is leitmele, it's not mekabel tumah at all. So what are you talking about? If it says a kli cheres, if it has no teich, no inside to it, then after then it's lechumra, it's mekabel tumah both ways. So what are you talking about? So on this, Omer Rav Yitzhak bar Avin, Hokikom, and this is what the Braisa meant to say. That kol shein lo teich v'kli cheres, anytime you have like a kli cheres, a smooth piece of earthware, you should know kenegdoi, a similar type of a kli, meaning a smooth piece of the kli shetev, means like a wooden kli. If you have a smooth piece of a wooden kli that has no inside to it, so then ein lo achurim lechalika. There's no difference between the outside and the inside of it. It is not a smooth piece of kli cheres. That type is not mekabel tumah at all. But a smooth piece of a kli shetef, which means Rashi says, a wooden kli, then even though it's a pshute kliates, still here there's no difference between inside it and the back of it and the front of it. And we would say, nitma teichoi nitma gabay. If the inside became tamei, then even the outside is also tamei. Nitma gabay. If the back side of this board became tamei, nitma teicha. The front side of it also become tamei. So that's his chiddush here. That a pshutis, a straight piece of wooden kli, there's no difference. First of all, says the soul, lomeli lemesfaya b'kli cheres. What do you have to be told this wooden kli in an earthly kli? What does it have to do with the other? Neima, say straight. Kol shein lo teich b'kli shetif. Say straight. Anytime you have a wooden kli, if it has no inside to receive liquid, just a smooth piece of wood, then ein lo achurim lechalika. There's no difference whether the tumor is outside or inside. So what do you have to be told to say it's not like a kli cheres? Stam or pshute kliates that it's no difference the tum inside or outside. So Mura says yes. Hol kamash, and this is the chiddush over here, that the yesh leitech in a case where this wooden kli has an inside to receive water, so you have a wooden barrel that you could put liquid inside it. Hol kamash, the yesh leitech when the wooden kli has a tech to it, then harei kli cheres. There is a certain time that this wooden barrel has the same malach like a kli cheres. What does that mean? It's like an earthly kli. That what? Ma kli cheres, just like an earthly kli. Nit matoichai, if the sheres touches the inside of the kli, nit magamba, then the whole kli becomes tummy, even the outside of the kli. But lo nit matoichai, let's say the inside does not become tummy, just the sheres touches the outside of the kli cheres, then the lochri is lo nit magamba, even the outside is not makabal tumah. By kli cheres, it's only makabal tumah by the inside, not by the outside. So you should know, av kli shet, there's a certain time, by a wooden barrel, the same thing. That nit matech, if the sheretz goes inside, we'll soon see the sheretz, we'll soon see. If the tomatic water goes inside the kli, then nit magamba, then even the outside of the kli is also tomi. But le nit matech, let's say this tomatic water does not go inside the kli, only the outside, then le nit magamba. In such a case, not even the outside does not become tomi. So Mura says, why? By an earthly kli, it's very good. The Torah says the klal of teichle, it has to be an inside to it, a base kibble. And therefore, if the tumor touches the inside of the kli becomes tamei, both inside and outside. If the tumor only touches the outside, then it's not tamei. So that kli cheres is good, the Torah tells us, it's totally in teich. But the question is, kli shetif, stop on earth, a wooden kli, Mi golabei rachmana teichai. The Torah never says a word about teichai by a wooden kli. The Torah by a wooden kli, it shouldn't make a difference whether it has a teichan inside to receive liquid or not. Smurah says true. E betum midirais, if we're talking about now that a sheretz touches this kli, that's makabatum midirais or hochinami, then you'd be right. There's no difference whether this wooden kli has a teich, whether you touch the inside or the outside, there's no difference. No matter where the sheriff touches the kli becomes tummy. But hokhav mayaskinu, we're talking about over here, hokhav mayaskinu, we're talking about the tumas mashkin drabonin. We're talking about that the water that became tummy, that water is only tummy midrabonin, as the Gemara's maskon in Psachim, it's only mikabel tummy midrabonin water, as the gzeira or to the zav, or the zav of the zav, or anida. So, by mashkin drabonin, the tanan, the meant like this. Kli shenitma achurav v'mashkin. Let's say kli shetef, which means a wooden kli, that this mashkin that's tamei with rabbanin touched the outside of the kli. So locher is achurav tamei, only the outside of the kli becomes tamei. But toicha, the inside of it, agna, the rim around it, ozna, its ear that you hold onto it, the yodav and its handle, torim, they remain tor. You see such a chiddush. Even though it's a kli shetef, it's a wooden kli, that midi raisa, once any part becomes tummy, the whole thing becomes tummy. But if it's only becoming tummy through a mashkin, the rabbonin wanted to tell us a difference to know it's only midi rabbonin. Therefore, they made this chiddush that if it only becomes tummy the outside of the kli, the inside is tor. But what about nitmatech? Let's say the mashkin goes inside the kli, then true, then kulatami. Then the whole kli becomes tummy. Why? The midi raisa neichol metamakli. V'yein mashkin matamikli midi yiraisin oichol or mashkin. It's not enough. Hatumah cannot be matamikli midi yiraisa. For rabbanon who degozda mishur mashkin zav v'zova. That is such a cloud that the mashkin becomes like a rishon, becomes like an avatumah, like or even a rishon that could be matamer or kli. That's only mid rabbanon. That's the gzeiro oto the zav of the mashka of the zav, his spit, or the zav itself, what comes out of him. That's matama the kli. Hilkach, therefore, since when regular tamadik water touches a kli, the kli is only tami mid rabbanon, and therefore, let's say there's truma inside the kli, the truma is only tami mid rabbanon. Hilkach, therefore, shavbi rabbanon ketuma the kli heres. The rabbanon made some hecker. We should realize it's only mid rabbanon. And they made it like a klicheris. But the Loishabi Rabbanon Ketumadi Raisa, they did not make it like a regular Tumadi Raisa to say, anytime this Kli, any place, an inside or outside becomes Tamei, those things are Tamei. Why? Dinav Shei Ovid Rabbanon Hekera, that Rabbanon wanted to make a heker with this Kli Shetuf now, Ki Hechad Lelisra Falei Truma Bekadishim. That people should not come to burn the truma of a kachim that's inside this kli. In other words, when mashke touched this kli, and inside it is truma, so if we'll say that the kli becomes tummy, whether the inside or the outside, people will think it's tummy with the raisa, and therefore they'll think that this truma becomes tummy with the raisa, and you're supposed to burn it. And the locker is, no, it's only tummy with the rabbanon. And something that's only tummy with the rabbanon, you don't burn the truma of a kachim. But it's only tummy, and you have to wait till it becomes really tummy. So Rabbanon wanted to teach us that this is only mid Rabbanon. Therefore they made this heker that if it's a kli shetef, a wooden barrel that has an inside to it, that if the mashka touches the outside of the kli, only the outside is tamei but not the inside. So everybody would know that's only mid Rabbanon. So Mar says, Yehochi, if so, ein loy teich, in a case where there's no teich, where it's a smooth piece of wood, a wooden board, let's say, nami levit Nami Yakeira. They should make a hekir also, to say also that both should not become Tamei. Smar says no. Kivon de Yovdu Akira B'yesh L'Teich, since Rabbanah made a hekir where there is an inside to the wooden kli, they made a hekir that when the outside becomes Tamei, not the inside, is Yadi, everybody knows, the Ein Loi Teich to Rabbanim. Everybody know who Adin, when the kli doesn't have a Teich, that it becomes Tamei inside and outside, Tamei with Rabbanim. Therefore, the Rabbanon only had to make a heker by one place, and from that one place, we'll always know that when mashke touches a kli, you should know it's only tamei mid Rabbanon, and you won't come to burn the truma of a kodeshim. Now, the next question: if so, the yain loy teich. The next question: the kli shetev the iraisa bakabuli tumu. It's a question. If you have a smooth piece of wood, a wooden board, so you're telling me now it's only because the tumah the Rabbanon also mashkin. But a mashka would be a tumma the rice like a sheretz, it would be mikabel tumma. That is, that's true. Hadum yedesak bina, the kli shetef, a wooden kli, has to be like a sack. That mas sack, just like a sack, metal tumma levrekin, you could move it around when it's full and when it's empty. Meaning it has to have a base kibble. Is af kol metal tumma levrekin, who would in every kli shetef is only mikabel tumma, a wooden kli, if it has an inside to it. But a flat piece of wood, the kli is not mekabel tumma midi raisa. So what are you talking about over here? It's only because it's a mashke midi rabbanon, even if it'll be a tumma midi raisa. But a kli shetef, a pshut that creates a flat piece of wood, is not mekabel tumma midi raisa. Someone says, no, we're talking about here bahanech techoz lemidrosis. Talking about this flat piece of wood that's fit for a zav to sit on. You can make medris, but since you can make a tumma medris, mekabel tumma midi raisa, therefore, Rabbanon made a gzeir with them with the Rabbanon, it's mekabel tumma, even just with the Magar also. Rashi says, Yochi Kaliya, the Bahanach Techoz Lemedrosh, we're going Kisa Vesas, you have a chair. The mekabel tumma ayde medris, the mekabel tumma ayde medris, so this type of a kli with the Rabbanon, it's mekabel tumma. Kadimor Yochi, so, Cheres Nami. Then even the earthly kli also should be the same way. That even though it's flat, there should also be mekabel tumma. Or to a medrus, if a zav would sit on it. Someone says, no, this is the klal, ain't medrus the kli cheres. By an earthly kli, there's no din medrus. That once it's a smooth and to sit on it, even if a zav sits on a kli cheres, it's not matama. Only a wooden kli becomes tummy. So if a boy is pshut that kliates, they made a din to mekabel tumma. Because or to medrusis. But by kli cheres, even if it's a medrus, that a zav sits on it, you have an earthly chair, it's not mekabel tumma. Yeah. Now, We have proper and proper silver dish. The proper comes back to answer the first question. We have a stereo. What's the machloikis be shamin be silul? So a proper ma mekadeach godu shenina. That we say that this makadeach is the same size of a silul, that's only a big one. That we say we make all between the two rooms, where like a window there, that's only a makadeach, means a big plunger, big like a hole maker. So that's the same size of a silul. But mechlad the makadeach stam, a regular makadeach, a regular hole maker, zutta, it's smaller. It's zutta nami mikasela, it's even smaller than a silul. So then it won't be a kasha, beisham and a silul, like I'm saying two different shiurim. Beisham is saying a smaller shiur, a smaller hole, and Basil is saying a bigger hole the size of the cellar. So Moses says, "Oh, Nichadu is a good answer according to Rabbeinu, according to Rameya. El Rabbonim, Michael, what can you say according to Rabbonim? That now not like this. The Yezer Mekadech Arnu, what type of a hole punch are we talking about? The Katan Shereifim, a smaller one, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So according to Rameya, you could say Stama, a hole maker, is a smaller one. But it says clearly, the Chum say no, Begoda Shaleshko. Mash Mestam Mekadech is always a bigger one. So according to Chachomim, Beisham Nechu is always talking about a bigger one, so we'll have back the Kasher, it's the same shear of a cell like Beisil. Now the Gemara says, even according to Rameya, he'd been answering me now, that when Beisil, Beisham, I said this far before, that when you have the skull of a mace, it's Mekabel Tumah. But if you take out of it a Mole Mekadech, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So you're answering me now, according to Rameya, that Beishamai Shita is a smaller amount than Beisilul. A Mali Mekadeach, a regular one, is a smaller one, smaller than a seller. If so, it should come out, Hevelay Mekula Beishamai, the Beishamai is a bigger Mako. He says that this skull is missing even a smaller amount than Beisilul, it's not Mekabel Tumah anymore. Oh, and Umechumah Beisilul, Beisilul is the Machmir. If so, V'anan Tanan, we know we learned the Mishnah Nidius, V'anan, the Tanan, Tanan, the sixth that we learned there was learned, but the Leitanan, more than six, we don't have six Mishnahs, we say them that the Shammai is the Mekel. Usually we always say the Shammai is the Machmir. So according to Rameinus, the Kamar Akasha, this is also a case that the Shammai is a Mekel over here. That he says even though the skull is missing a smaller shear, just like a small Mekadeach, also it's not Mekabel Tumah. So my answer is, another Torah says, Amrav Nachman, Sela Nirunis Sheninu. That we said before that a Mola Mekadeach is the same size of a Sela, it doesn't mean a regular coin. It means a special coin, Niruni Sheninu. Kimetadeach Godol, but Sela Stam, Zut Mekadeach Stam. But a regular Sela, a regular coin, Evad is much smaller than this hole puncher. Therefore, it comes out very good. According to Basilo, that we had before, how much has to be missing from the skull? The size of a Sela, it means a smaller Sela. So that small cell is a smaller size than Beishamai's Mola Mekadeach. So now it's good, Beishamai is the Machmir. The Beishamai says, Kol Zaman, it's not missing from the skull. A bigger size, it has Tumas oil in it. And Beisil holds no, even though it's only missing the size of a small cell, it has no Tumah. For this, it comes out very good that Beishilel is the Mekel, and Beishamai is the Machmir. And the Taka not saying the same shear. One is saying a bigger shear than the other one. Now the Mishnah says, Haris, you have the eyelid of the eye of a Bechor, Shalayim, the eyelid of the eye, Shenikav, if there was a hole there that some of the meat was missing, Shenifka, Matkam, there means just a hole went through and nothing was missing, Shenispek, there was a crack there, so that's called the Mum in a Bechor. What's going to be Haray, Be'enav, a dak, let's say in the eye, there was like a membrane started to grow, a cataract started to grow there, that's also a Mum. Tivlol, let's say got mixed up, a white streak went into Musunsi, into the black part of the eye, Musunsi. Chaloza nochesh, also a little ball of meat starts to grow in the eye that looks like a chaloz, like a fish or like a snake. Or else some of the gear says, should we have etzavir, some shit should be onuf. Or else this ball of the meat in the eye looks like a grape. That's all mums. Now, ezeo tavolu, what's called a tavolu, a mixture in the eye, that means leaven, a white streak. How Pesach Pesira goes through like the middle of the eye, the Nichnas Peshachar, and it goes into the black part of the eye. So if a white streak goes mamish from the middle into the center, real center, the black, that's the ikra of the eye, that's called the Mum. But the other way, Shachar, if some of the black starts to shoot out, so a black streak goes out, Nichnas Blav, and goes into the white of the eye, ain't the Mum, that's not called the Mum. Because the ikra of the eye is the black, the middle part. the white of the yoy is not the ikur of the yoy. That's not a mum there. So only tfulul is if the white streak goes into the black, that makes it into a mum. Now the Gemara says, my horis, what does horis mean? The ris of the yoy? So Amar Rapapa, Papa says, Amar Rapapa, it means tura, like a row, bura dieno, outside the yoy. So it means like the eyelid. And the piece of meat like that covers up the yoy. And the outside, if you have this pigam or this nekev or this sedek, that makes a mum. And it says dak and tfolo. Torah Rabbanim. Dak, what does dak mean? It's that we're saying the membrane is growing over the eye. So mashuk, if the membrane makes the eye look sunken, hareiz mum, that's called a mum. Tsaf, if it looks like it's floating outwards, that's not called a mum, that's not called a mum. For the more eye, v'tan yitkul look the opposite way around, lakasha. Ho bishokha ho belovim. One's talking about the black of the eye, and one, the havamina, is talking about the white of the eye. That even by the white of the eye, if it's sunk, if it's outwards, that's not called a mum. So that's the question we just said before in the Mishnah, for a mum and beloved, in the white part of the eye, there's no mum, that's not the ikur of the eye, the white part. So I don't care whether it's in or out, there's no mum there. Ela means like this, ho biduk lovan, one is talking about that this membrane was a white membrane that grew over the black of the eye. Ho biduk shok, here we're talking about a black membrane. The yomarabba bar bachona, that Sachli Rabbi Yashia Diminoishi told me, Rabbi Yashia Diminoishi told me, that dak shochor, if it's a white, is black membrane growing over the black of the eye, mishuka, that makes the eye sink in, and that's called a raised mum, that's a mum. Tsaf, if it's floating outwards, ain't a mum. But a dak lovin, let's say you have a white membrane growing over the black of the eye, so here's the opposite, mishuka, if the membrane makes the eye sunk in like, Enumum, it's not called a mum. But saf, if this white membrane makes the yoy like float out, then hareiz mum, that's called a mum. V'samnech, the simit remnant is broka, means turning white. So kitsa, both parts are talking about now that the membrane grows over the black of the eye. It's nafkamina, whether it's a white membrane or a black membrane. It's nafkamina, we have to, like, look, go inwards or go outwards. Then the Mishnah says, chalozoi nochosh v'yonof. These are different growths on the eye. If it looks like one of these three, it makes it into a mum. He brought up a question like this. Chalozoin, hu nochesh? Does the Mishnah mean to say one thing? Chalozoin is the same thing as a nochesh. Means it looks like one thing. Or do we maybe know? Chalozoin, ay nochesh. They're two separate mumim. There's one mum that looks like a chalozoin, like a fish, and one's like a nochesh, looks like a snake. So Toshima, the Yom Rabba Baba Chona, that Sachli Rabbi Yechonim Ben Elozer, that Rebbe Lozov has told me that Zokin Echod Hoye Bishchunas. He once had an older person living in his neighborhood. Rebbe Shimon Bar Yosi Lekud Yishmoy, that was his name, and he was a Kayin. Or Miyamat, from a whole lifetime, Lo Yavat Lefonov, I never went in front of him. And he always gave him COVID after Zokin, I never walked in front of him. But Pamachas, it once happened, Ovat Lefonov, I went in front of him. Omelin, he told me, Shev Beni Shev, sit down, my son. Chalozin Zu, he showed him, he had a mum, and he showed him on the eye there was this growth looking like a chalozin. So he said, you should know, Zem Mum Kavua, this is a permanent mum, Lishkat Olof, that you could shech, that's called a good mum, and the Zel Nochesh on Rechomin, that's what the Mishnah means by a Nochesh. So you see clearly, a Nochesh and a chalozin are both the same thing. He said, the Zel Nochesh on Rechomin, this is the Nochesh Rechomin said. Now, the Afal Pi Shomru, even though a person can't pass him for himself, here the pshat is this chochum was just teaching his talmidim the halacha. He meant to tell them that this is a good mum. He showed them this is a good mum. The talmidim moyim loy, and now the talmidim can pass him like this. So that's the most question. The talmidim moyim loy, I have omar rav abba, omar rav huna, kol talmud chochum, any talmud chochum. Shemoyra halacha, we pass the halacha first, and then ubo, and then the shayla comes the maisa. This question comes up. So it depends. In kaidim maisa, if he said over the halacha before the action, then the case came in front of him. So shemoyra, then he's allowed to use that psak because he passed already. Stam when it wasn't a gaitim. So it's called he made a psak. Then he could use it later. But the imlaf, like let's say first the maisa comes in front of you. And then you say your psak ain't shemulah, then you can't listen to your psak, because we say it's like you're passing for yourself. So here also the chura, he's passing now in his mum, so even though he's teaching this to his talmidim, his talmidim can't be makabalit. So Moses no Iyonami Moro Boa Heaven Mikolavad. The pshat was here was he already gave out the sack once before. Before he had his own Bechor, before he had a negayat himself. He already passed him that that's the pshat from the Mum in the Mishnah. Now it just happened to be he had another case of that you showed it to his Tamidim. But since before he passed him and it wasn't negayat him, that's called a good sack. Then it says in the Mishnah, Ezeo Tfulu, what's called this mixing up, a streak of white going into the eye? Lovan apoisik es asira. So it's mostly like this. Masnitsin, who's the Mishnah? Masnitsin, who's the Mishnah go like? Reb Yossi. Goes according to Reb Yossi. The time will go like this. Lovan v'nichnas b'shochor. If a white streak goes into the black, that makes a mum. And who went in the opposite way? Shochor, a black streak from the black part of the eye. The nichnas belupin, it goes into the white part of the eye. Harezem mum, divrei Rabbi Meir. That's not like our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says when it goes into the white, there's no mum there. But Rabbi Yossi Yemino, love when the nichnas b'shochor, it's a white streak going into the black of the eye. Harezem mum. That's a mum in the black. But the opposite way, shochor, when this love of a black streak goes out into the white of the eye, ain't a mum, that's not called a mum. And the reason is, shein mum in belovin, in the white of the eye, there's no mum. And Amar Rav explains my time. What's the reason, Rabbi Yossi? To see what the pasuk says, Yetze mecholav einemoi, that it goes out of the fat of the eye, that the white of the eye is called the fat of the eye. Meaning to say, tar b'din ikra, it's only called the fat of the eye, but einemoi stomal ikra, it's not called the eye. Like the main part of the eye is only the black of the eye, and there you have a mum. But in the white of the eye, it's only like a fat, and has no mum there. Rabbi Meir, what does he do? This is my timer. He learns my lashon tivlo. What's lashon of this mum? Tivlo, dovra mavavle sign, any type of mixture you make in the eye. So whether the white goes to the black or black goes to the white, in both ways there's a mum. Now the Mishnah says, chavaru, that's called white spots on the eye. Rels v'amayim, if the ear, the eye tears a lot. Hakvuyim, if it's permanent there, that's called a mum. Now, is there chavavu hakfur, what's called white spot that's permanent, not going to go away? Because the shosh malinim, if the bechor had it for 80 days already, white spots on its eye, that's a mum kavua. Rechnina ben antignus oimer, boit genoise gimel pomnim, betoich shmeinim yoim. It's not enough just to come at the beginning and see the white spots, and come back 80 days later and see it there again, it's a mum. It could be afraid maybe in between it went away and came back again. So throughout these 80 days, you have to check it 3 times to make sure all the time the white spots were there. Now, v'yelohein mayim akvoyim, what's called water, like dripping tears, that's permanent. That means like this, even though we gave the behemoth food that like medicine and it didn't heal it, and it's still dripping, that's called kavua. Now, what's the medicine? Or cholach, if it ate wet type of wheat, v'yavish, and then dry type, shogushamim, of the rainy ones, meaning a field that lives on rainwater. Rashi says, we gave him teeth to strua to heal him up. Yeah, from the wheat that grew in, or the strua that grew in Nisan. The Yavish means the one that grew in Tishrei. I think we'll soon see. And he gave it to him, biyachad, lach biyavish ha-gushamim. Means Gishom means they grew in a field of a base above that's enough with rainwater. Yeah, or else the Mishnah says, or else lach the yovish sholchim. Sholchim means a field that doesn't grow by rainwater. You have to water it. Or yochol hayovish rachkachalach ain't a mum. That's not called a mum. But that's not called. He gave him good medicine to try and kill him first. Add what's called good medicine? She yochol alach. First he has to eat the wheat. Straw that's lach, and lach is saying now that's what grows. Rashi said lach was what grows in Nisan, the straw that grows in Nisan time. You have to give the animal first teeth from that. Then you give him the straw that grew in Elul in Tishrei, and if he doesn't get well, then it's called the mum kavua. If you don't give him the medicine the right way, it's no proof that it's a mum kavua. It could be if you give him the right medicine, maybe the animal would have been healed up. That's not called a mum. Tumor says, Mas nisim who's the mishtigolik mani, Reb Yudi. The time went like this. Chav of kavua, what's called white spots that's a permanent, arboim yom, it's enough just to be there 40 days. Or mayim akvuim shmanim yom, divrei mesra meyashita. Reb Yudi, let me know, chav means shmanim yom. It has to be at least 80 days, the white spots.
Now, what's called water, dripping water, that's a permanent mum? Ochel lach the yavish. He ate first the lach and the yavish, or no, he ate together. Ochel lach the yavish shall base a shalchim. That's what grows on when you irrigate it. Or yishochel yavish vechakach ochel lach. Ein mum, that's not called a proof that's a good mum, because you didn't give him the medicine the right way. Ad sheyochel yavish. First he has to eat the dry straw. Achel lach, not first, means he has to eat the dry after the wet. And the Yeshna Gimachadashim, it's 3 months that you have this, the different type of straw, that's the Nisan and Tishrei times. And for Tavayu Taninun, both of them we learned, for Tavayu Taninu, Ochol Lach V'Yavash HaGashamim, Lach V'Yavash HaBesha Shalchin, because we learned both ways, for Tavayu, either one is good mashma. So one says, no, because something is missing. V'Ochitun, this is what it means, we should have said, Ochol Lach V'Yavash HaGashamim. If he eats both of them together, hareiz a mum. That is called a good mum. If he eats the lach, the yavish of shonim. Beis ha-shalchin, though, he eats it from the bishop, ain't a mum. That's not called a mum, because we eat it from the straw that grows on the beis ha-shalchin, the field that needs irrigation, that's not good medicine. Now, the gesholim nam, even if you eat it from a field that lives on rainwater, Ochal Yovish, if you ate the dried one first, V'yachakach Ochal Alach, also it's no good, in the mum. At Yochal, the refu has to be Yovish Achal Alach, that first you eat the Lach, and then you eat the Yovish, and you don't heal up, that's a proof it's a permanent mum. V'yeshna Gimachadoshim, there are 3 months to try this out, that the Lach and Yovish is, but the more any, it's not that way. For Tanya, we learned, for Ravidi Barav, the number of Yitzvah Barishoyin, Ad Bevenis Alach, the